I think you all know that I came here because of the Lord Christ. As a lower caste Christian, it is not possible for me to come here, but because of the Lord Christ, because of the preachersfiles.com, I'm able to come here and able to see you all and have the chance to speak about the Lord. Thank you. And now, I like to go to my subject. It is seeking first the kingdom during the times of crisis. When the subject was published in preachersfiles.com, I was chosen this subject because I know very much about the crisis and difficulties and problems in the work what I am doing in India. And also I learned more about the crisis in USA also. So that I choose this subject. And I like to share some of the things I learned and I experienced it. Every day one of us facing or tasting the problems and difficulties in our daily life. It appears it is hard to overcome crisis, some are unbearable. Really, we are really sad at the time. Why have these things happened? Some people wonder that why could have these problems and difficulties happen to me only. This is the common thought of a common man. Let us see the verse Matthew 6 chapter 33 verse. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We all know the church is seeing his kingdom, and Christ built it in 33 AD on first Pentecostal day after his death. Righteousness means follow his word, his commandment, his word as it is, not adding or deleting any from his word and not compromising. We should not search for his word for our own agenda. It will be righteousness if we are careful to observe all commandments before the Lord our God as he commanded us. Now we will discuss how to deal with the crisis as a Christian. Let us see the crisis of Christ. He fasted 40 days after baptism. At that time he might be physically weak, because we know how we could become if we fasted 40 days. Satan took the chance to tempt Christ. Satan always trying to find the time or way to tempt us when we are in trouble or difficulties. He faced several trials but overcome all of them. And it appears Satan last attempted to kill him on this cross. But we know what happened. He died but was resurrected. He honored be of his church and now sit on the right side of the Heavenly Father. I believe crisis is the one of the good tool for the Satan to deceive us. Satan trying to finding the ways to deceive us and to divert us from the Lord. As a Christian brother, as a preacher, I have been experienced all of these problems. Mainly, in my experience, I have five crisis, I have divided crisis in 5 types. Number 1, crisis, personal crisis, and crisis in the church fellowship, and crisis created by the denominations, and crisis created by the government, and crisis when we are in the Lord's work. These are the 5 types. That's what I experienced, that's what I want to share with you. Personal crisis. Personal crisis, that's what you and me always experience. What Satan directly attack on us while we are on work, or while we are in the family, or while we are in the church. Personal crisis is one of the biggest problem, and it is unbearable to all the Christians to overcome sometimes if we obey the Satan's the word, the temptation. And here some crises happen because we cause them, and some crises happen with no apparent of cause. Here I like to read 1 Corinthians 10th chapter 27th verse. We have to control our body and its earthly acts. If any of those who do not believe invites you and you desire to go and eat whatever is set before you, asking no question for conscience sake. Without our involvement, without our any encouragement, our spiritual encouragement, automatically we involve some others issues, so that we automatically involve in that sin. That's what I like to try to explain. That's a personal sin. You know, English is my foreign language. I'm trying to explain what I learned. And the temptation with our own lust is one of the crises. We can see it in James 1st and 14th, 1st chapter 14 to 15. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desire and enticed. And 15th verse. Then when desire has convinced, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Personal crisis. Personal crisis, I'm not going to explain more about this one because of the time limit. In this way, we have to face the personal crisis. And the crisis, the third one is in the part of the personal crisis. We have to bear with much patience. I'm requesting you please read 2 Corinthians 6th chapter 3 to 10th verses. I'm not going to ask you. Please read laterally. And second, crisis in church fellowship. We have our brothers and sisters who are tempted, who are in trials, who are not attending the church, or creating the problems in the church. Some are don't like to come to the church sometimes, and because they are baptized into Christ, but they don't like to stay with the Lord. They don't like to follow the apostles' doctrine or fellowship. They wanted to involve in the earthly things, Sometimes they are attracted by the some of attractions like we know some people wanted to participate in the worship to use the instruments. If not, they don't like to involve in the worship because they wanted to do something extra what God wanted from them. It is one of the problem we are facing in the church. Because of that, there are so many divisions in the church. Because of that, there are so many divisions and troubles we have been facing in the church. I have a friend in the state of Oregon. Actually, he was a member of the Lord's Church. He is a good member. And he and his family is working for the Lord. But recently, 1 year back, I think, they went to the other denomination. It's called as a Christian church. I asked him, why did you go to the Christian church? He said, there is no instruments. There is no instruments in the church to enjoy. Is it true? Is it need to enjoy the? Is it need to come to the worship to enjoy or to praise the man? I believe we came here to worship the Lord, to please God, not to please the man. So, in that way, this Satan easily attracted the people by showing some of the attractions. I believe instruments are one of the attractions that easily used by the Satan. And I try to tell him personally, if we have this type of problems in the church, how we have to deal with that person? We can see it in Matthew 18th chapter, 15th verse. We have to tell our brother's fault to him personally. And moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. So if any of our brother did a fault, did a mistake, we have to contact him personally. And we have to guide him. And we have to lead him personally. If we are his friend, we will teach him personally, not publicly. If we teach him publicly, automatically he angry on us and left from the church directly. This is one of the problem I have experienced. And secondary thing we have to do with that type of brothers, you have to go with two or more. If he neglected to listen, you have to treat him as a heathen and a publican. If you don't like to listen, when we go with two or three, when we try to teach them along with our two or three brothers, then we have to leave him and we treat him as a heathen or a publican. We know how many times we have to forgive our neighbor. Some of the people asked our Lord Christ when he was here in human being, Matthew 18, chapter 22. We have to forgive our brothers and sisters. How many times, you know all of them, how many times we have to forgive? How many? 70 times 7. 77, 70 times 7. Just said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times and 7. In Telugu, 77 7 marlu. Kabatti, sorry. You have to go with two or more, and if you neglect to listen, you have to treat him and gentle. Second verse, Matthew 18:22. We have to forgive him 70 times and 7. Here, some people try to teach. I heard in India, one of a big preacher, a rich preacher, that if we sin and if we ask him to forgive, then he will forgive. And again, tomorrow we will do a wrong, and then if we ask the Lord, forgive, and then he forgive. He told in that way. Do you understand me, sir? Here, Lord Christ told us we have to forgive our neighbor 70 times 7. That's what I mean is, if we confess our sins, repenting and baptized after that, if we are not follow him, and if we again sin continuously, it's not forgiven. That's what I believe. If you know the Lord, Lord's word, if you understand the word of Lord, if you ask the forgiveness, then you baptize into Christ. Then if you ask him again, forgiven for sorry, it's not acceptable. We have to obey him. We have to follow him. We have to continue with him until we death. Not repeatedly asking for the forgiven is not acceptable. And one more thing we have to do is, we must not accompany with the brother who is a fornicator or coveter or idolater, etc. But those who are outside, God judges, therefore, put away from yourself the evil person. If you find an evil person, you have to put away from you. This is some of the facts we have been facing while we are in the church, while we are trying to continue with the Lord Christ. And if we have the problems in the church, if we have any disturbances in the church, we have to handle it in the church only. We can see it in 1 Corinthians 6 chapter 1st verse. So, we don't need to go to the court or the other things. We have to honor the government. We have to respect the government. But moreover, first, we have to honor the God Almighty.
and crisis with the denominations. Well, we have to face so many challenges from the denominations. Few minutes back, I shared with one of the brother about the crisis we are facing in India by the denominations. Denomination people like to attract the people by showing their buildings or food, clothing, and healing. They said they have the power of healing. They said they can do the miracles and blamed us that the Church of Christ people don't believe in the Old Testament or don't believe in the miracles. One of my sister-in-law recently asked me that we heard that you don't believe in the miracles and you don't believe in the prayer. When I replied at her question, we do believe in the miracles, but it was seized when the church established and it's perfect. And we believe in the prayer. She asked the question about the prayer. What is the difference between healing and praying? I told her that I believe with the prayer we can get the healing. God gave us some medicines for our heart problem or for some of our physical problems. And we have to pray for Him and He will give the fruit. And in your way, you are thinking that healing comes like a miracle. In her thought, healing is a miracle. I said that miracle means I started to go to USA. I purchased a flight ticket and fly in the air and have to get down in the USA and have to land it in the USA. The miracle means I don't need to purchase the flight ticket. I don't need to fly in the air. Whenever I like to go to USA, immediately, if I go to the USA, for instance, it is like a miracle. Is it possible to go in that way? Is it possible to go to the USA to your preacher in that way? No, it's not possible. You believe wrongly that you are trying to twist the scriptures. That's what she said. I said, no. We believe in the miracles. We believe in the prayer. What's the difference? Prayer means talking with the God. We have to ask the God and He will give the fruit. We have to ask our needs, physical needs or spiritual needs, and He will bless us. And whenever you have the problem of your sickness, you have to ask God and He gave the medicine and he will give you the good health. In this way, our conversation like that. We have to face this type of crisis, this type of challenges in the churches. Actually, I believe in the prayer and I believe in the miracles. So that we have to meet this type of denomination people. The denomination leaders are pastors wrongly diverting the Christians and attracting the Christians by false healings and false tongues and the instruments and several attractions. Here, how to behave with them? 1 Thessalonians 4th chapter 10th to 12th verse. Behave nicely with them, patiently with the denomination people, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside and you may lack nothing. We have to behave with them nicely and patiently. In my third trip, I talked with her more than 6 hours. She has been arguing with me on the miracles about 6 hours. I have been continuously trying to convince her that I believe the miracles, but she did not agree with me. But I still patience. Still, few days back, I talked with her again about the miracles. So, I believe we need that much of patience with the denominations. And crisis created by the government. We have a Christian school, I have told you that. The government of India always try to stop the spreading of the gospel in India. We are a democratic country. We are in a democratic country. They don't have chance to speak it directly. But every time they wanted to abolish the Christianity from India in some way or other way. We have a group called Shiva Sena, a Hindu group. Shiva is one of the Hindu god. They have some members in our parliament. Every time they are opposing the Christianity in the parliament. Recently, our state government made a GO government order that every Christian school has to get the recognition. I think some of you don't know about the recognition. Recognition means accreditation. To get the accreditation, they said every private school must get accreditation. And to get accreditation, we have to show much land for the playground. We have to show many rooms for the children. We have to show the toilets. We have to show the library. And we have to get permission from the police people, sanitary people, and fire people. So many things we have to do it. As a Christian, poor Christian, is it possible? So If I am not able to show that things, I have to stop the school. If not, they are going to arrest me. If not, they are going to make a penalty, fine, $2,200 fine. Of course, we have so many knowledge people like Solomon. I too have some knowledge. I am trying to get accreditation in my own way. I am trying to get the land, sufficient land, to get accreditation. Before that, I talked with some of my friends who are in the higher position in education department. Because God gave us the knowledge so that every time our government trying to make the key challenges, trying to stop the work in India. Also, you too have some problems here with the government. You can understand that here the homosexuality become a legal thing. I think it's right. Is it legal here in US, homosexuality? Yes. And my government too accepted that one. Recently one of the judge in one of the high court gave the judgment that homosexuality is legal. Actually it is illegal. But these people, these evil people make it as a legal one. Last night with one of my friends conversation, we talked about some of the crisis with the government. How much we obey the government. We have to honor the government. We have to respect the government by paying the taxes, by paying the customs, by obey their order. At the same time, we have to remember Shadrach and Meshach. They honor their king, but at some time they dishonor their king. They honor their heavenly king. The same way we have to honor our heavenly king, and we have to honor our government. As an earthly king. And as a fifth one, crisis while we are in his work. In our brotherhood, in the mission work, we are also have to face so many crises, face so many problems. I'm going to give you so many verses I have here. Crisis created by the government, Romans 13 chapter 1st to 7th verse, and Romans 13 chapter 2nd verse, and Romans 13 chapter 3rd verse, Romans 13 chapter 4th verse, and Romans chapter 13 chapter 6th verse. I have given so many verses here to prove myself that is right. And here, I like to talk about the crisis while we are in his work. Crisis while we are in his work. When we are in the work, we have to face so many challenges. In my third trip, one of my friends told me a old saying of USA that there is no competition between two lighthouses. There is no competition between two lighthouses. I think you can understand. Every lighthouse has its own individuality, and it gives the work of the light is to give the light to the world. As a preachers and as a Christians, we have to behave like that lighthouse, as a lighthouse. Our aim is to give the light, because our Lord is a light. And in our mission work, we have to follow some quality work. In India, I have seen that sometimes I myself don't like to say that I am a member of the Church of Christ. Why? Some of the people behave in like that way, some bad ways. Some Christians, so-called Christians, I don't like to call them as Christians, the so-called Christians, so-called preachers, behave themselves in their own way, not in the Lord's way. Because of that, this working in India or in some other places for their stomach. That's what I learned. Because of that, the church in India is struggling a lot. We are not able to see many congregations. I know the missionary work has been done in India for the last 50 years. But we are not able to find at least one self-supporting congregation in India. Why? Because the church is not started properly in India. Just the missionaries, in one of the congregation few days back, I talked with an elder. He told me that we are going to send a missionary to India. And I told him that send the missionary to India to sow the seed, not to get baptism's report. I frankly wanted to tell you the facts about the work, missionary work problems in our brotherhood. The missionaries usually comes to India, reach the world, and baptize so many people, come back to USA, and make the reports to their supporting churches, and able to raise much funds. But when they come back to the US, the congregations disappear. Why? You can understand that if we work properly, if we sow the seed in a right way, I'm sure we get the good fruit. Few hours back, I talked with one of our brothers that I have been working for one of the village for more than 1.5 years. My friends, I'm talking about all of these issues from my heart. From my heart. I've been working for that village for more than 1.5 years. Nobody come forward for the baptism. India is in that way. But some of the people come visited India in a week or 2 weeks and came back to USA with 10 baptisms or 100 baptisms or thousands of baptisms. Is it possible? How it is possible? I am feared a lot to say these words, these facts. These are some of the facts in the missionary work, in our brotherhood. So my friends, Satan use all of these tools to disturb the church, to destroy the church. Its agenda is, Satan's agenda is to destroy all of the Christians and bring them to the hell. If you like to go to the heaven, we will encourage the real work, real Christians. We will walk with the truth. If not, we too have to go to the hell. My friends, finally, I like to tell you one thing. 1 Corinthians 10th chapter 12th verse. That's what I want you to read. 1 Corinthians, there is. 10th chapter, 12th verse. Can you please, someone, read someone?
Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall.
I will read it. 1 Corinthians. Tenth chapter, 12th verse. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. So that if you feel that you are serving God as a good Christian, continue in that way and be aware of the tricks up the Satan, and his only tool is, a good tool is, the crisis. At the time of crisis, we have to be careful, we have to be alert always. Thank you for the time, thank you for the Brother Lee Parish who gave me the good opportunity to speak in this lectureship. And also, I'm very thankful to the Rushpins Church of Christ. And also thankful to my beloved brothers and sisters who are in preachersfires.com. And I am thankful for Granby Church of Christ. Thank you, sir. Thank you.